This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. It was 1700 years ago in February of AD 313 that the Emperor Constantine issued instructions ending persecution of Christians, restoring their confiscated property, and guaranteeing Christians freedom of worship along with those of other religions for the sake of the peace of our times. The nation of Serbia, Emperor Constantine's birthplace, is celebrating the 1700th anniversary all throughout 2013, with several different historical and cultural events planned. Serbia's ambassador to the Holy See, Mirko Jelic, told Stefano Leszczynski that the Edict of Milan, as the instructions came to be known, was a watershed moment in history.
The celebration of the 1700th anniversary of the Milan Edict is very important for Serbia, not simply because Emperor Constantine was born in what is today city of Niš, used to be called Nisus, but also because it's dedicated to somebody who had proclaimed first of all, the liberator of the Christians, but besides that, somebody who had proclaimed the equality of the religion and that the possibility of free confession should not, that nobody should be deprived of that possibility. We realize that today, and we realize that nobody before him, no emperor or anybody else, and very few afterwards, did realize the importance of the freedom of a religion and of the freedom of confession, religion in general and confession on a very personal and private level, if you like. So that is why through all this year, various activities and various manifestations are taking place in Serbia, scientific cultural, and, of course, religious.
After the terrible wounds of the war which characterized the end of the last century, Serbia started a very impressive integration process in the European Union. What is the contribution which the ecumenism and the interreligious dialogue have given to this integration process of Serbia in the European Union?
Ecumenism and interreligious dialogue means, first and foremost, respect for another side, respect for somebody else, and tolerance. And I would say that, having in mind that our history was pretty difficult one, tough one rather, both the recent and the medieval one, we do realize that it's the importance of tolerance and ecumenic dialogue is of utmost degree. At the same time, my country and my people, not only geographically, but also in a sense of culture and civilization and history, belongs to the family of the European nations. And I'm really very happy to see that we are on a very firm track towards a full European integration.
The religious dimension in the European country gains always more importance, even if there is a very tough secularism in the different societies. How do you think that has evolved the situation, the relation between the state and the churches in Serbia in the last years, and how much these had an effect on the Serbian society?
Relations between the state and the religious communities in Serbia, and as you know, although the majority are Orthodox Christians, there are also other religious communities living in my countries, the Catholics, the Muslim, others are not that numerous. So the basics for the relations between the state and the churches was within the constitution as a basic law, and then established in the law on the churches and religious communities, as well as on their properties. The fact is that secularism as such and as understood as a phenomena of especially Europe of today, but also some other countries further away, does not really represent the same problem or the same phenomena, if you like, in my country. We always knew what we were and what we are, and our tradition and our culture and our history, if you like, has very deep Christian roots, and we would never, ever give that up. So the state, realizing that, is simply trying to arrange through legislature such relations with the religious communities that both sides, if I can say so, be happy.
So can we say that the religious dimension in Serbia will have a role in the future of the Serb society?
Oh, by all means, because it is, it was through our history, the beacon that would lead us through all the difficulties and periods of trying. On one hand, on another hand, those were our cells of literacy, of remembering who we are and where we came from. And it is, it should be, and it is the bastion that always reminds us of ethic and the humane way of life that one should lead. Not imposing it, but always being there to remind and to lead when necessary.